two St. Petersburgs. There's obviously Russia and Florida to begin with. That's as far as I get. Among Nico's infatuations with television especially in 89 and 90, he became a real CNN addict because there kept being these sort of toppled monumentalities, these fallen Stalins and leaning Lenins, you know, big dictators with their noses in the dirt and guys with their feet on them like the flag of Virginia. I mean, he loved that. He couldn't get enough. He clipped them out of all the papers. I would get up in the morning, there would be holes in the paper, and I knew what it meant. Two St. Petersburgs, one. The statue turned upon a chain. Beneath its broken knees were 30 feet of air. Under its sway of hand-wide eye stood, ludicrous, a pedestal with only feet on top. And under that ranged real but little people, tiny uprightnesses all abruptly free. Freely they could mill, collectively they buzzed, they feuded over food, they fell in love anew, had words anew, had different differences than heretofore. The differences were free to spread, an air of half-lights made for deep misgivings in the minds of brand new sunshade salesmen. To Florida. The desk clerk's disposition is professionally sunny. In the water bedroom, I ask to be tied up, but nicely. You know nooses that release. Detachment has apartments and attachment has departments. We can order long and cool or quick and hot or quick and cool or long and hot. But can we do the longer haul together? Keep the living daylights ever loving? Kill the cough? For broken is a place where something gave. A joint's a place where something moved. And eloquent is just a mess of hinge and sign, a mow where the tell is not yet fallen off.